Twister Talk with Gary, Sue, and Brandon starts now.
It's a twister! It's a twister! Back up! Back up! Back up!
One must always make a grand entrance as one is trying something new.
Yeah, I'm always expecting it to come up with a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away after that, though.
Well, if this thing bombs, that's where we'll find ourselves. Anyway, welcome to Twister Talk. I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Brandon.
And welcome to our new home on the internet. Yes, we are now on Transistor FM.
Wow.
So we are moving up. Yeah, it's good stuff. We're really doing, we're moving up to a new platform. We're excited about the move here and looking forward to bringing Twister Talk to even more people than we already have.
Yeah.
And
new victims
out there, right? We've been looking for them for months. Brandon sent us a clandestine map the other night. We know where to go. So anyway, but well, we're excited about this. This is going to be a lot of fun. I do give a tip of the hat to the people that we worked with for over the last year or so. They did a good job for the most part, and we thank them for helping get the show started on another platform, which we won't mention at the moment. But otherwise, we're excited to be on Transistor. We got some good things coming up with them. You know, first of all, we'll let you know that we're still on Facebook.
That's right.
So, but we will be having a website. In the next few days, there'll be a website that we'll be linking to on Facebook that you can go and not only catch the show there, but leave comments and more. And actually, moving for more discussion.
And of course, you can still leave comments on Facebook.
That's true, absolutely. And so we are really excited about that, Brandon. It looks like it's going to be fun to do. It's a kind of treading uncharted waters again with this, but looking forward to getting this show going.
Yeah, definitely. We are. As Gary said, we have moved on up to a new platform. He mentioned Transistor FM, and we are looking forward to being able to do some great things with them. Mm-hmm. Now, Gary, I believe you had pointed out, you and I had discussed this earlier, we are no longer on Spotify. However, we are still on iHeartRadio and TuneIn.
Right.
And I believe we are going to be on some additional new platforms as well.
That's right. So we're going to be on... I just drew a blank here. We're going to be on Google. We're going to be on Apple. We're going to be on Amazon. And there's a few other ones that have just started up that we're also going to be part of. So you're going to be able to take Twister Talk with you everywhere. And if you're on your favorite platform, a lot of people like Google and Apple and everything else. If you're fun with that, you'll catch us on there in the next few days.
Yep.
So we got it all covered. Speaking of getting it all covered, we have got some shows coming up that we hope you join with us, because we've got some special things going on. Not to mention the least is that this year, or coming in just a couple of weeks in April, will be the 50th anniversary of what's called the super outbreak, 148 tornadoes in 24 hours, and an incredible outbreak, still the most widespread outbreak in American history. The Dixie one's close, but
especially in terms of geographical coverage, because there were super outbreak tornadoes in Canada as well as in the United States.
Yeah, it was amazing. And six F5 tornadoes, and that record for that has never been equaled.
Thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness for that. But we all know about Xenia and Gwin, Alabama, and a few other places, Brandenburg, Kentucky, that were hit with F5 just smack on. And an incredible weather situation. We'll be talking about that, and we're hoping, I'm working on some of the final details, we're hoping to have some people who actually were in that to join us. Can't promise anything, but looks positive. We'll hopefully have some people who lived through that to talk to us about what they saw. So that's really good. And Brandon, we're also going to be talking about something that's coming up in just a short while of time that a lot of people are psyched about, and that is that total eclipse coming on April the 8th.
Yes, let us not forget that. Monday, April 8th, total eclipse.
Right.
That will be passing over the U.S. It will be visible in many parts of the U.S. The area of totality, of course, will be relatively tight. It is not going to follow the same path it followed back in August of 2017.
Right.
So, for example, where I am in the southeast, southeastern U.S. this time, I will not be able to see totality. You up there in the Midwest, you should have a much better chance of seeing it, though.
Right. We're on the 98% line here where
we
are
in
Columbus.
Yeah, we're very close. Basically, I think in the northern suburbs, you will be in totality. Yeah.
If you get up toward Delaware or Dublin,
you'll definitely be in totality.
So we'll be talking about that because this is going to be an event that won't be repeated until 2044 for this part of the country. So you want to be part of that if you can. It's going to be an exciting time. And we'll be talking about that because we're going to do the you better listen to what we're saying as far as protecting yourself. Because I did not know that, but I found out that, believe it or not, and this is kind of weird, but I read from the state of Ohio, all prisons will be on lockdown that day.
Why?
Because some of the prisoners would like get out and look at this thing and then say, oh, I got blinded. It happened during 2017.
Oh, gosh.
So, yes.
That seems kind of sad because the prisoners won't get to see the eclipse.
Yeah, well, they'll get you from their areas, but they won't be allowed to go outside and look. No. They'll be forbidden.
Yeah,
It happened in 2017, but I read that from the governor's office and the prison office just the other week, and that was very strange. So, but I can understand why.
Strange.
Yeah.
That's just wacky.
Now, also, for those of you who'll be new to listening to us on Transistor, we've been on the air for over a year now, and we've got some great programs from the past that you may not have heard before that we're going to be posting also.
Some are absolute classics, including our episode on the snowball.
Yeah, the snowball. You don't want to miss the snowball.
You don't want to miss that one for sure.
Yeah, really. That was one of the crazy ones. That was a game. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry to jump in on you there, but we do have some terrific episodes that we're going to be uploading here in the coming days and weeks that were actually on our previous podcasting hosting platform. And for those of you who are on TuneIn and iHeartRadio, Gary, I believe those are older shows are still up there.
Yes, they are. You can still hear them. But a lot of new people are going to be coming over, and we want to enjoy because you're going to have fun with the snowball. We also talked with Nate McGinnis.
That's one of my favorites.
I tell you, well, let's see. Do we sacrifice lives or we play football? Well, we play football. It's America.
Sacrifice lives.
I tell you, it was a crazy thing. That was one. It would not happen today. It would not happen today. I can guarantee you that. They said
probably
no.
Probably not.
And then also a great chat. We have a Nate McGinnis who was one of the forecasters at the National Weather Service office in Wilmington, Ohio. We had a great interview with him. You'll be hearing that.
That's what, a three-parter?
That's a three-parter. Yeah. And also, guess what? That we're also very proud of. In fact, it is the highest rated show we did on our old platform, and that is the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Really? That was the top rated.
That was
episode?
Number one. That was top rated.
I had no clue. That's very interesting.
The Edmund Fitzgerald Show, and you'll hear that because it's a very interesting story. We'll tie in Gordon Lightfoot's song to the disaster, and we'll talk about what did happen and maybe what should not have happened that may have guaranteed those people would still be alive today. We'll talk about all that. It's really good. Sue has some great insight in her background on checking on that, and she's got some great things to share. So you want to hear that show. And also, we've got some fun shows we call our Shoot from the Hip shows, and that's where we just, any topics, we'll talk about books, bookstores, and yes, we talk about really bad science fiction, really good science fiction.
And of course, we've talked about tornado movies.
Yes, tornado movies, which none of us will admit to ever watching. Well, actually, we have, but and then we'll also warn you about what's coming out this summer with Twister 2. Yes, folks, if there's never a reason to go to the theater, this will be it. But then we'll
you'll see people sheltering under overpasses.
That's right, because that's where you're safe anyway.
Obviously. And there'll be corporate chasers again, too, I understand.
Yeah, corporate chasers. Yeah.
Are we going to have more flying cows?
God, I hope so. Maybe this time a whole herd.
I think we should get the herd mentality on that.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
Maybe at the end this time, like the EF5 comes off of one of the woods or something, just sucks everybody up and just says the end.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I probably would pay a penny to see that.
I probably would too.
Anyway, but we have some great shows on that. We have a lot of fun, and
I don't know if I'd pay to see that, but I'd sell tickets to it.
You know, that whole mercenary thing you got going is getting kind of scary. But anyway, I like it, though. But anyway, the great part is that we are inviting you to join us for a great ride in weather. We geek out sometimes. We have a lot of fun. We never take ourselves too seriously. But at the same time, we've gotten great comments about that we stick to the facts and we go through the things as they happen. And people like the stories we've told and the stories that you've heard from people whose stories we've shared on the air about what they went through. So, anyway, but last and not least, this is a big one.
This is a big one.
Because he's going to be joining us next week on Twister Talk. And Sue, the platform is yours for the moment.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Sue, who do we have?
Who do we have? We have the one and only James Spahn. James is probably the leading meteorologist in the South now that Gary England is retired.
Yes.
And he's in Alabama. At ABC 33/40. He's been there for 25 years. Weeknights, he can be seen at 4, 5, 6, and 10 if you happen to be there. Or you can also catch him basically through their Facebook page or their internet page.
That's right. And you can see his forecasting.
And his forecasts are excellent. And his storm coverage is very good, too. He's also active on Facebook as well.
Yeah. And Brandon, he's been rewarded and awarded certificates for what he's done. Share a couple of those with us.
Absolutely. James Spahn is one of the more honorary figures in television meteorology. He has received two of the highest awards in the nation for broadcast meteorologist. One of those is the National Broadcaster of the Year by the National Weather Association. Now, according to the NWA, James was selected to receive this award for his passionate dedication to serving the Central Alabama community with critical weather information for over 30 years, most especially during the deadly April 27th, 2011 tornado outbreak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you ever had a chance to go on YouTube, and you should look at his coverage that day.
It was spectacular.
Their YouTube video of him being on air live at the time. Yeah. And the work is amazing.
It is.
It is incredible. And he helped save lives. I'll be bluntly honest.
Definitely.
He really helped save lives. Because he was on there. I remember seeing the video. He's on there telling you, folks, what's coming toward Birmingham is a mile and a half wide. This thing is really a nasty storm. And if you've seen video of it, that storm was unprecedented.
It was.
In that part of the country. They don't get, usually don't get mile and a half wide tornadoes through that part of the country that often. Not like that. Especially through a major city.
Yeah.
They have them like that, but not usually hits.
Yeah, not going through central Birmingham.
No, not going through central Birmingham or even parts of Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
So that was something. And the coverage was incredible. And if you get a chance to see that on YouTube, I really advise you to do that. He also has a great weather blog, the Alabama weather blog on, that you can look up and do a Google search and find it. He works with three other people who are good forecasters, and they have rich history they share and about Alabama weather and weather in the Southeast over the years, from everything from tornadoes to hurricanes to the occasional deep freeze they get into every once in a while. So it's worth checking out, and we are very honored that he's putting some time aside to talk to us.
We definitely are.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to having him on with us, and you do not want to miss that.
Nope.
That's going to be a great show.
We'll let you know as soon as it happens and when we're going to schedule it.
Yeah, we will get that information. You'll see it posted on the website we'll have, also on Facebook. So make sure you join us, because this is going to be a very special interview. He's got a lot of great stories. He also, do you remember the 2011... I can't remember the exact. Maybe I know it was the early 2000s, that F5 that went through in December that went through Birmingham, and he was online for it. But it was a rare outbreak, and it was an F4, F5.
Good heavens!
Yeah, and he was on the air, but he was the first one on the air showing it. You see, he's got hair at that time too. He's a little younger, but he says right there. You see, right by our I remember reporting. He goes right by the TV tower, and you see this funnel coming down. And all of a sudden, little narrow thing just whoosh like that, and he goes,
I haven't seen that. I'll have to look it
up. Yeah, he says, take cover. Oh. I'm not kidding, man. This is a bad one, and it was. I think it was rated F5. It was F5. I have to be, it's a few days since I've looked at it, but It was incredible. But he, again, accolades from everybody because he told people, this is what's coming. Make sure you're ready. He has a great personality, very engaging, but when it comes to reporting the weather, he's dead on serious and does a great job. So, again, we're tooting the horn because we're really looking forward to having him on the air. And other people will be joining us over the next few months. So we're not going to give all the secrets away yet, kids, but we want you to join us for that. So I'm looking forward to starting on this new platform, Sue.
And yeah, me too.
I think it's going to be a great ride for all of us. I think we're all going to enjoy it.
I'm hoping for bigger and better things as we push on further into the year and we get more of our, not only more of our previous episodes up on the new platform, expand into new listening platforms. I'm going to be very interested to see what new content we have and who else we get to talk to.
Yep. You just want to do a t-shirt, don't you? You just want to do a t-shirt. Anyway, so I guess that's it for the moment, and we welcome you along to Transistor FM, and we're looking forward to partnering with them and working with them and deciding where the show's going to go and how it's going to grow. I'm just psyched about it. I really am. So we'll see what happens. So I think from that, well, that was interesting. I'm not sure what that was.
I'm not sure what that was either.
It was interesting. It was a noise we hadn't heard before. Yeah, every once in a while, I think gremlins are in the microwave or in the internet it's somewhere. Anyway, you never know.
That might be my fault. I'm adjusting the volume setting.
Okay. Well, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Well, anyway, for Twister Talk, I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
And we lost Brandon.
Yeah, we lost Brandon.
Well, until next time, folks, have a good one and welcome aboard.